don't come close. I can float right through this life if you were mine. And I know after just one kiss, September won't exist like it did, baby. This could start tonight. You're gonna be somebody's last call. Slow dance, Wonderwall, tiki bar somewhere on the beach. Girl, if you wanna crush like it's Cabo, sky full of rhinestones. Hope you know I'm hoping that it's me. If you're gonna make somebody summer, somebody summer.
I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump says he's ready to debate Vice President Harris.
She's barely competent, and she can't do an interview. But I look forward to the debates because I think we have to set the record straight.
Mr. Trump telling reporters that he wants three debates in September, including one on the 10th moderated by ABC News. Harris has agreed to the ABC debate. Debbie is now a tropical depression drenching parts of North Carolina. A former Syrian military official who helped one of the Mideast nation's most controversial prisons was indicted today in Los Angeles. Samir Usman al-Sheikh is charged with lying to U.S. immigration authorities. Authorities in Austria found bomb-making materials in the home of one of the suspects accused of plotting a terror attack on Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna. Noah Lyles took the bronze in the Olympic 200 meters, collapsed on the track, was taken away in a wheelchair, and later told reporters he tested positive for COVID. This is ABC News. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to its lowest level in more than a year, 6.47%. Freddie Mac points to last week's July jobs report as the likely reason. It was 1 year ago today that a fatal wildfire destroyed an historic town on the Hawaiian island of Maui.
1 year from the fires. Above Lahaina, surveying the progress. An exclusive ride-along with the mayor of Maui County, Richard Bisson, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and famed waterman and Lahaina organizer Archie Kalepa.
Getting a bird's-eye view and seeing progress. It gives people hope. It gives people the idea that maybe I can go home soon.
The county says of the 1,399 homes destroyed, at least 1,374 of those lots have been cleared.
ABC's Becky Worley, who grew up on the island. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Welcome to Foggy North Coffee Shop in Muscadet, where your perfect cup awaits. Savor our freshly brewed coffee, creamy lattes, baked goods, and refreshing Lotus drinks. Treat yourself to Cedar Crest ice cream, too. Don't miss out on our monthly specials available 7 days a week. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for daily hours and exclusive offers. And this summer, get excited for the grand opening of the Artisan Retail Shop. Foggy North Coffee Shop, downtown Muscadet, your daily dose of delight.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Gunderson Baskerville is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Baskerville Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Baskerville Specialty Clinic today.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Clear with fog possible tonight, low 51, mostly sunny tomorrow. It'll be breezy and fall-like with a high of 72. Winds will be out of the northwest, 10 to 20. Clear and crisp tomorrow night with a low of 50. Sunny, breezy, and still below normal on Saturday, high 74. Winds will be northwest, 10 to 20. And mostly sunny and warmer on Sunday with a high of 77. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at around 7 miles per hour, and our current temperature is, under mostly sunny skies, the temperature is 75 degrees.
100.9
just like a dream when I whisper that I love you and you say it back to me. I got you.
Let's go.
nobody saw the other side. You turn into Jekyll, and I'd run and hide, and I'd come back. I don't know why, I don't know why. You take a
going home. I want my baby back.
That was Mark Chestnut with I Want My Baby Back. And before that, we had Sarah Evans with Pride on Country and Community. And our current temperature right now is 74 degrees under mostly sunny skies. The winds are calm now, so that has died down. But it's going to be a beautiful night. And yeah, going to be a cool one tomorrow, cooler than usual. 72 degrees for a high tomorrow. So that's been lower than for the lowest temperature we've had in a while for the daytime highs. And then sounds like tomorrow night even possibly could get it. They said 50, according to Brittany Merlot, but there's a possibility it could get into the upper 40s. So it's going to be a cool one, Phil said. I talked to Phil tonight. He said, you may have to take along a jacket with them to walk with Grace, so it may not hurt for you to take that as well. And so looking forward to that tomorrow night. Pretty much a lot of us from WRCO are going to be out there, the majority of us. So if you want to step on out and say hi to your friends, it's up. But who knows, maybe you'll see somebody from WRCO there. So come out for that great time at Walk with Grace tomorrow night at Crosca Park. Just wanted to let you know that the project on State Highway 60 has been completed. So State Highway 60 is now open to all traffic. So that's great that they got that project done. So if you want to get out and head out on, if you have to get someplace to and want to head out on Highway 60, you should be able to get there with no detours or anything. So just wanted to pass that information along. And tomorrow, the Eagle School Sneak Peek fundraiser will be held, and it's also held on Saturday as well. That'll be running from 9 to 2 both days. There will be a rummage sale, bake sale with coffee and pieces of pie a la mode, a disc golf putting contest, supervised playground, and a lunch wagon. And that's, the lunch wagon is from 11 to 2. Coming up next, we have Love and Theft with If You Ever Get Lonely.
Thanks for calling. It's so good to hear your voice, but you keep breaking up. And all the static and the noise, but I keep a listening. 'Cause I never had a choice when it came to you. I'd love to see you. If you're ever out this way, you sound happy. Guess things are working out okay, and I'm getting better. I put in one foot in front of the other. And I know that California ain't to blame. And I know there's tons of people in the. But if you ever get lonely and you miss me, if you need someone to listen, even if it's only the sound of someone's voice who loves you, that you need to hear, you know where to find me if you ever get lonely. Like a good time going down at the other end. You got a new love, got a new life, a whole new set of friends. But are you listening? Do you expect me to pretend that I don't love you?
Where to find me if you ever. happened way back when, or if I'll see you again. Maybe you ever wonder, oh, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. Time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. I think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you.
Barn. He loves Morgan Wallen in the Broadway bars. He loves Tecovas and that ain't wrong. But he's one shot and in his accent's gone. Tips his hat like the real deal. Daddy's real important. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed. He's a dime store cowboy, if there ever was. He can name a Jerry Jeff song. No Texas in his blood. He's a proud member of the This Ain't Country Club. Seen all of Yellowstone. He loves nicotine, he don't dip or smoke. He'll say howdy ma'am on that first day, then put ketchup on his steak. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed. He's a dime store cowboy, if there ever was. He can't name a jail. banker. He got lost on 14 acres. If he's in Texas, must be Austin. If he's drinking, then he's buzzed. He's a dime store cowboy, if there ever was. He can't name a Jerry Jeff song. No Texas in his blood. He's a proud member of the This Ain't Country Club.
That was Delaney Ann, This Ain't Country Club. And before that, we had Chris Stapleton as well. As I mentioned earlier, too, Love and Theft on Country and Community. Time 6:29, temperatures holding steady at 74 degrees. Winds are starting to pick up a bit now. They're up about 5, 6 miles per hour. It's supposed to die down to about 5 to 10 tonight. So that's about average of what was expected tonight, according to Brittany Merlot. So if you have to step out and outside, make sure you don't get your hat blown off or anything. But not quite that windy. But tomorrow is supposed to be a little bit more windy, about 10 to 20 miles per hour. They're looking for wind gusts for tomorrow. But it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And with all the things going on, it's great that we're going to have this type of weather for everyone to enjoy. Well, the Milwaukee Brewers, that kind of surprised me. I didn't know how they do in Atlanta because previous to this past series that just ended today against Atlanta in Atlanta, I think it was about three series in a row the Brewers lost the series. They at least only had one win during those that time span per series. Well, they went in to Atlanta, and Atlanta's not a slouch team. Atlanta has a very good team. They went into Atlanta, and they pretty much beat up on the Atlanta Braves. Let's see. On Tuesday, they scored 10 runs against Atlanta. Then they scored 8 runs yesterday, and they scored 16 runs. So the Brewers had 2 touchdowns and a safety, while the Braves had only 1 touchdown, and the Brewers beat the Braves 16-7. Well, if you're not a sports fan, there's no touchdowns in baseball, so don't follow what I say. But it almost looks like a football score to me. And I watched part of that game and listened on WRCO as well. I always like listening to the audio on WRCO or on WRCE, I should say. That's where we have our Brewer broadcast from. So like listening the audio on WRCE while watching the game. And man, Jackson Churio, I tell you, he's worth the money. He had 2 home runs in that game. So anyways, the Brewers, yeah, swept the Braves in this past series. So they come home and they play against the Reds. Now keep in mind, the Reds aren't that great of a team, but you know, when it comes to division play, since the Reds are in the same division as the Brewers, the Reds could pretty much take that series. But we hope not. It's going to be the Brewers. The Brewers, I think their offense is finally awake, and hopefully they can keep that momentum into October when it comes to playoff time. But anyways, that game tomorrow night, you can listen to it on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame will start at around 6:35, with the first pitch from AmFam Field will be at 7:10.
WRCE. Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon's Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
9 out of 10 class clowns choose ski as their drink of choice.
Join us this week for another edition of Phil Nee, Trophy Husband.
Can I stay up late on Saturday night, June?
Well, are you going to clean that room of yours?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. I hope you'll stay up late with us following Packer postgame show on Saturday night for WRCO's Those Were the Days, the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll be stopping and parking for a time in 1983, so join us Saturday night. Our Those Were the Days show is sponsored in part by Jones Chevrolet, Jay's Power Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. Those Were the Days. Rock and roll from the past comes your way each and every Saturday night.
Clear tonight with fog possible, low 51, mostly sunny tomorrow. It will be breezy and fall-like with a high of 72. The winds will be out of the northwest 10 to 20. Clear and crisp tomorrow night with a low of 50. Sunny, breezy, and still below normal on Saturday with a high of 74. Mostly sunny and warmer Sunday with a high of 77. And partly sunny on Monday with a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon and a high of 79. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at around 6 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny, and our current temperature is now down to 73 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sober, lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine.
goodbye. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we stood up to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine all mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Just on the rise, was me thinking I could save us. Just a mirage, I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts? And was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. But losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Back. and I need me something in my hand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And if you ain't coming back, I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone.
Working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin' up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep it kinda low. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should, and thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Hungry fool. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Close to his side, said to live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, I'm a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle, taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle, taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
That was John Denver with Thank God I'm a Country Boy. Yeah, appropriate here for New Richland Center area. A lot of country boys out there, country people, country girls, whatever. And it's great to be in the country. You can't beat that. So that's what I think makes this area so great. And John Denver, man, I tell you, I kind of miss that guy. He had some great songs he came out with. He passed away back in 1997, so it's hard to believe it's been that long ago. And he was only 53 when he passed away. But yeah, he had some good. I'll have to play his other song. I haven't played that, and I'll have to play that in the future. Grandma's Featherbed. That's a song you don't really hear too much from John Denver, but it's a fun song. That's what I liked about John Denver. He had a lot of fun country songs. But anyways, yep, that was a classic, though. Thank God I'm a country boy. One of the songs that probably put him into the top and made him really well known. But anyways, great music right here on Country and Community, WRCO 100.9. And hard to believe this coming up weekend is Green Bay Packer football preseason. Yes, they get it underway this coming Saturday. They'll be in Cleveland taking on the Browns, and kickoff for that game on Saturday will be at 3:25. And guess what? We'll be carrying that broadcast of that game right here on WRCO 100.9, and the pregame will be starting at around 1 o'clock. And because of that Packer game, we still will have Saturdays with Simo. It'll be an abbreviated, probably about a half hour, just to get you entertained right before the game broadcast. So that'll start after the news at noon with Caitlin O'Connell at around 12:30. And then also following the game after the broadcast is over with, we will have Those Were the Days. Not as long as the usual episode, but it'll probably be, depending on when they end the broadcast, between 8 or 9 o'clock. Phil will be in here to bring you some great music and play some trivia and take your requests. So be sure to tune into WRCO 100.9 on Saturday for some great entertainment.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Boscoville. Napa know-how.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence, and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
100.9 WRCO. All the stars keep on falling around us. We were almost broken, holding on as we felt our worlds collide.
Sometimes all the answers better. Killing